This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. More now on how the Bush administration used intelligence before the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Over the weekend, it emerged that the two top members of the House Intelligence Committee sent a letter to the Director of Central Intelligence charging that there were significant deficiencies in the intelligence on Iraq. And today there's news that pre-war intelligence from defectors and the Iraqi opposition in exile may have been useless. NPR's Mike Schuster has a report.
Senior members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence have spent 4 months working through 19 volumes of classified material that the U.S. intelligence community provided to the Bush administration. In a letter addressed last Thursday to CIA Director George Tenet, the committee's two senior members, Porter Goss, Republican of Florida, and Jane Harmon, Democrat from California, called the intelligence circumstantial, fragmentary, and piecemeal. Their letter was first made public on Sunday by the Washington Post. A spokesman for the CIA said such conclusions are premature and wrong. Speaking on ABC's This Week yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell insisted the intelligence community had provided good information on Iraq and that he had no second thoughts about basing the decision to go to war on it.
There was every reason to believe, and I still believe, that there were weapons of mass destruction and weapons programs to develop weapons of mass destruction. And it was also a regime that supported terrorist activity, and it was a regime that had abused the human rights of its own people. And I don't think we have anything to be regretful about.
The letter specifically criticized the quality of the intelligence after 1998, when UN weapons inspectors left Iraq. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice insisted there was a good deal of new intelligence on Iraq, even after weapons inspectors were no longer there.
There was enrichment of the intelligence from 1998 over the period leading up to the war, and nothing pointed to a reversal of Saddam Hussein's very active efforts to acquire weapons of mass destruction, to have very good programs in weapons of mass destruction. It was very clear that this had continued and that it was a gathering danger.
Last week, it was also disclosed that a U.S. weapons inspection team of some 1,400 intelligence and military analysts and investigators has yet to reach any firm conclusions about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction after 4 months of scouring the country.